It's taken months to plan and days to prepare 500 meals right before Thanksgiving. But it's a mission of love for Lieutenant Tanya Swain and Veronica Ramirez with the Salvation Army in Bartlesville. Ramirez says dozens of volunteers and several businesses stepped up to serve a community dinner for anyone who needed a warm meal.
We had a lot of volunteers show up to help us get this started. They have been here since Monday helping us get ready for today. And then, it's been great. And then we had a group of volunteers that came in this morning and did all of these sides. And then our women's auxiliary group out there provided all of the pies and cakes and brownies.
The free dinner service began at 11 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. Lieutenant Swain says the need was evident even before the doors opened.
Before even 11 o'clock, right, there was a long line outside waiting to get in. And, when 11 o'clock happened, we let them all in. And it's kind of been like an even flow ever since then.
Waymond White is a member of the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville and also a pastor at a local church. He's been volunteering for the community dinner for more than 4 years. White says it's just like a big family reunion.
Just come in early and try to help. I've worked a little in the kitchen. Rochelle and Karen from Kiwanis were back there making the turkeys, so I helped with that a little bit. And then come out and just kind of keep the area clean and tables wiped down. And just enjoying the people that are here to eat. I know a lot of them and they know me, so it's a good reunion.
Lieutenant Swain says the community dinner is a heartwarming experience for her, and she hopes a blessing for those who attend.
Just seeing them come in and having them sit down and just kind of walking around and asking how they're doing, it's a really just a great thing to see and be a part of.
At the Salvation Army Citadel in West Bartlesville, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.